Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For him, and again, this whole season, we're going to be looking at the West and saying it is loaded. I don't see the Lakers again. We're doing game one overreactions. If you have an overreaction, we'll take
give me
them.
Your biggest overreaction. I think it's as simple as if Jonathan Kuminga plays like he did last night and just take away the scoring. I don't even care about the scoring. He plays that kind of basketball on both ends of the floor. That team goes to a whole nother level. They're a top three or four seed in the West in the regular season.
I'll take it another level after that. If you get that version of Buddy Hield off the bench, that version of Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler, this team's winning the West.
You
in the Western, like they will, if they get that version.
A lot of firepower.
Hold on. You get Jimmy buckets going 7 of 14, getting to the line 16 times, dropping 31 points, being in control when things are getting out of control, out of whack on the court, calms things down, the presence, the pump fakes, all of that.
We say this thing like you can get to your spots. He gets to his spots.
Every single time. Hell, he knocked down a three-point shot early in the game. That should have been the good omen for the Warriors.
The
that they
flattest
were winning.
Three-point shooter ever.
And it went in, one of two.
His trajectory is like straight on.
Horrible. Right, him and Draymond hitting like huge
three-point
shots.
Kuminga, too. All three of them have like a bullet. It's like a bullet three. It's not, dude, put some arc on it, yo.
Jonathan Kuminga, 17 points, 4-6 from beyond the arc, 9 boards, 6 assists. You get that version of JK, and then he hit Buddy Hield off the bench, 5-10. It felt like every one of those three-point shots there towards the end were stopping some sort of mini Laker run. 17 points. Yeah, you get that version of Buddy, JK, and Jimmy on top of Steph not even having his best performance by far from it. Yeah, that team can win the West.
They played like a team last night.
That's my overreaction from game one.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I loved, look, again, it's one game. It's against a team that I don't think is a great team that needs to make some moves. The Lakers
didn't have their second best player. I'll keep saying that. They didn't.
Sure. I just think he's done with them, though. But, like, that's a whole separate conversation.
Looked like he was pouting. LaPout, James.
LeBron?
Yes.
He looked miserable. Yeah. He looked like he was watching with envy as Steph Curry took over that arena, and he was seen like, oh, wow, the Warriors are going in one direction, my team is going in another, and I'm not the man on this team anymore.
You have to be miserable about. He has a Hennessy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, he's doing great, I thought. Right? He's doing great. Quit crying. They kept panning to him. I was like, get that guy off my screen. I don't want to see his face. This is just stupid glasses and everything. Those aren't even prescription. That's the worst part. Those weird sunglasses indoors. Who do you think you are with the Phil Jackson chair, right, Draymond?
At least he was wearing a suit, Carmelo.
Yeah, well, Draymond did. I want to get that sound because he did make fun of LeBron after the game. But we had a caller, Dave in San Francisco.
Draymond made fun of LeBron after the game?
Well, of course. That's his boy, though, so he's allowed to make fun of him. And that it is, you know, kind of funny that he got a technical against the Lakers when LeBron wasn't playing against Jared Vanderbilt. I wonder if that had been the case if LeBron was playing. We'll talk about that. Hey, Jimmy Butler, Jonathan Kuminga, want to hear about their relationship? Here's JK talking about him being a sponge with Jimmy this offseason.
I would say I just being a sponge, going to him every single day, not just after practice, just anytime I interact with him, just trying to pick his brain up. And I feel like in this league, he's one of the people that actually been in my shoes throughout their career, like know what I've been going through or what I've been through. And I would say just a similarity of the game and just his knowledge of the game, just as much as he knows, you know, and that's why he's Jimmy. And just trying to pick his brain as much as I can.
Again, that is a young player trying to learn from a Hall of Fame player. And a guy that, and Jimmy Butler, skill set wise, I think Jonathan Kuminga could look at him and say, why can't I be Jimmy Butler? Why can't I do those things? And he's even more athletic than Jimmy is.
I would love, Sam, at some point this morning, when you have a second, I know you're very overwhelmed back there behind the glass. People are calling in like crazy. How many times has Jonathan Kuminga played 32 minutes and 54 seconds in a game?
32.
Think about that.
Let's see.
32 minutes and 50, almost 33 minutes. How many times has he played almost 33 minutes in a game? I bet it's less than 40.
Can't be many, right? I'm looking yesterday. You had Steph at 32, JK at 33. You had Pods at 33, Jimmy at 35, Draymond at 28, Horford 20 off the bench, Buddy Hield 22 off the bench. Like, I thought they staggered the minutes beautifully yesterday. I really did. Steve Kerr, tip of the cap again. We're taking all your calls and texts, overreactions. I thought Steve Kerr did a great job. And we talked about before the season, Joe, at any point in the game, you have to have either Steph or Jimmy on the floor. And he did that. And that was perfect. Whether it's in, and I love Jimmy being out there with some of those guys that are still unproven because he just does have a calming presence and knows the flow of a game. I'll say this with Steph. And he's a top 10 player of all time. Maybe top five. He's so damn good. He does get a little frenetic at times, and you saw that towards the end there with some of the shot selection, where I'd rather have Jimmy with the ball in his hand saying, all right, guys, let's all take a deep breath here.
There's times Curry almost, to me, it's he's so ready for this dagger kill shot to win a game that I actually think he takes two or three bad shots before he hits the final dagger. And I'd be lying to you if I didn't think that two of those possessions down the stretch were atrocious.
Yeah.
Like awful possessions, awful shots. He dribbled off his knee and he had no flow. No one else touched the ball and he hoisted a, you know, falling down 40 footer. It was a bad shot.
Both teams were extremely sloppy, especially in that first half. It was ugly to watch. I know half of America couldn't even like watch the game itself because NBC and the local broadcasting and all of that, and people don't have Peacock. We'll get into that debacle because the amount of people are DMing me, and I'm sure you, Joe, saying, I can't watch this game! And then it comes on for the rest of America on cable, if you still have that, or just the channel NBC, halfway through the second. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a big, fat problem, especially when you're featuring those two franchises, the two most valuable when it comes to the sport of basketball, the Lakers and the Warriors. Yeah, I know it's Oklahoma City, and they're the champs, but come on, man. Come on. It's Stephen Curry. It's Luka Doncic. These are your golden geese, if you will, as I go Willy Wonka on you this morning. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com.
So AI is telling me the career high for minutes played in a game for Jonathan Kuminga is?
40.
37.
Ooh, I was close. Okay.
And that happened in 2022-2023 versus the Mavericks.
How was he in that game? Do we have the stat line?
No, I don't have it. Okay. I'm just telling you what game that was. March 22nd, 2023.
Man, that was a while ago. Oscar
37. Isn't that kind of crazy?
That is pretty crazy. So he had 33 last
33
night.
Minutes last night. Again, I just ask out loud, how many times has he played 33 minutes in a game? Probably
so
not that.
So I got here in 2024-25, so last year it was four times.
Four times.
The year prior to that, 23-24, was 13 times. In 22, 23, it was twice. And then his rookie year, it was four times. As far as that career high, I also see here a he played about 40 minutes in 2022 against the Pelicans. Warriors lost 128-83, so probably some garbage time in that
so
one.
So we're at 25 times in his entire career he's played about 33 minutes or more.
Something like that, yeah.
Think about that. Now, I want also people to think about Jalen Green, think about Wagner, think about all the other contemporaries from his draft class. And
look Scotty at, Barnes.
Scotty Barnes. Now also think about Pajemski. In 2 years, how many times, and I'm not hating on any of these guys. I'm just saying, like, being able to play through mistakes yep. and growth is a part of it. Now, look, it takes two to tango. He's got to do small things to earn more minutes and all that. But there is something to be said for the more he plays, the better he looks. There's something to that.
Absolutely.
And so, like, him having this game last night, I think it's a huge leap forward for him.
I mean, maybe
got to build on it.
Well, Joe, maybe it was Jimmy Butler being that missing link for him. Like, maybe he needed a guy
maybe.
That was an outsider coming into the organization with that pedigree, you know, taking him under his wing and saying, you know what? He just gets me. We get each other. Like, there is something, like, for as great as a leader Stephen Curry and Draymond Green, whether you think he's a good leader, bad leader, or whatever, those guys are Hall of Famers. Maybe they just couldn't relate to JK, and JK couldn't relate to them the way that Jimmy Butler does, and that's okay.
But he also needs to just play better, right?
Yes.
So, like, I hear you on the Jimmy Butler thing, but, like, it's not Jimmy Butler or anyone else's fault that you're not rebounding.
No.
That you're not boxing out.
But maybe Jimmy Butler was able to get through to Jonathan Kuminga
okay.
with certain things and how he phrased it or, like, helped
sure.
him.
Sure, he just,
like,
connects a little more.
Correct.
Yeah.
Shout out Dalton.
But he played a really good brand of ball. And, again, everyone's going to look at, like, the points scored. I don't even care about the points scored. To me, it's about spacing, the extra pass, not forcing it.
The six assists.
Yeah.
Like,
but
the ball
defensively,
distribution.
Not falling asleep off ball, boxing out
that's
on long
tough,
range
that's
threes.
That's a tough assignment on Luka Doncic.
I agree.
I think he handled his own very well. Luka's going to get his, but just make it harder
make
for him.
Make him work hard.
Yes, that's what Andre Iguodala did so well. Not saying he's Iggy. Everyone relax. But that's what Andre Iguodala did so well on LeBron for so many years. Just make him work a little bit harder. And you saw how exhausted Luka was in that fourth quarter. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah, he looked gassed.
Yes.
Probably the coolest night part of the night for JK was just a nondescript alley-oop to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
On a two-on-one. He just threw it up. It was, like, beautiful. It's like, I can't remember JK throwing too many of those.
Jimmy Butler, after the game, he just wants Kuminga to be great.
I just want to help JK be great. He's got so much, like, just raw talent. And he's so aggressive. He's athletic. He's super smart. And I'm trying to teach him a little bit of what I see throughout the game. And we've been, you know, kicking it, hanging out, watching film, and just working on our game together after practice, before practice, during practice. I know how great he wants to be and how great he can be. So it's now my job to help him fulfill that.
I love that. That's leadership personified.
It really is.
I've
never heard Steph.
No.
And I'm not knocking
no.
them. Leadership comes in many forms.
Yes.
But that is, you're right about the Jimmy thing. Maybe I'm coming around on
it. No, like that, he might be the missing link to help unlock Jonathan Kuminga. And if that's true, again, I said it earlier, Joe, if you get that version of Jimmy with JK, you get that production from Buddy Hield off the bench, absolutely they can win the West. Absolutely. With a B-minus game from Stephen Curry for his standards, 23 points. I know he had the night-night shot.
That's incredible.
I'm loving what I'm hearing after the game. You know, all this team, and that's another part about this. This is a full season with Jimmy Butler. And there's a lot of question marks about that. And I think outside of health, because we all understand that's the biggest question mark about this team. And quite frankly, you could say about every NBA team. Oh, it's health. It's health. Oklahoma City, what is it? It's health. The Houston Rockets, what is it? It's health.
There's only one ball, too, in Houston.
Sure. No, and absolutely, that's going to be a thing, right? But it's always health with any professional sports team, first and foremost. Outside of that, it's getting the young guys to mesh with the older guys. And Jimmy Butler and JK, they have this relationship now that might be the bridge they needed.
I do think also adding Horford, an outside person to come into the situation. He's just a very nice guy. And I think he's a big, like, connector. They needed those guys. And sports teams can get very clicky.
Yeah.
I saw this with the San Francisco Giants during their golden years. You know, there was a click. And if you weren't a part of the click, you were kind of on the outside. Ahead Help Begone was kind of on the outside of the click. I feel like the Niners, the last couple of years, prior to this year, there was like a click, the Cabo click, as they like to call
Cabo
them.
Cabo click.
And if you weren't a part of it, like Brandon Ayuk never felt a part of the Cabo click.
Mm.
And I think that it was like disgruntled. Like, I mean like Kittle and Debo and, you know, that whole Trent and, right. and Bosa, like there was a click. And I get it. Like the best players, you know, hang out together, but you want to be a little more inclusive. And as a young player, I think it's really difficult cracking the click, especially when the Warriors, it was Iggy and Clay and Dre and Steph. And I'm not faulting these guys. I'm just saying, like, when you have all of these accomplishments and you go through so much together, it's hard to get into that friend circle, that trust circle. And I think having a new guy in Jimmy and having a new guy in Horford really does help.
Ooh, I like that you said circle of trust right there. Maybe we'll have a Spadoni circle of trust at some point this week.
Well, you know who I want to see more of?
Who?
To be able to throw him into the circle of trust? Will Richards.
Ooh.
I'm very intrigued. I'm not ready to like say what he is. I want to see more of him. I like him.
14 minutes for the Rook.
I like him.
Off the bench, 2 of 2, 5
points.
Pajemski
better watch out. Will Richards is coming for some of those minutes.
Will Richard?
He is, though.
Not Little Richard. Will Richard. By the way, you're listening to 95 in the Game, KGNZ FM, and HG1.
I like Will
Richard. Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors.
Nah, dude.
And Valkyries. Always live on the Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studio.
He's strong. He plays good defense. He moves without the ball. He's around the rim. He popped out on a three-point attempt late in the shot clock. Like, you could tell he's played a lot of basketball. Will Richards is going to be a solid player for this team.
Steve Kerr clearly trusted him 14 minutes off the bench yesterday.
You like him, huh, Carter?
You like that?
I do. I think he's a good piece.
Carter, well, you know, he played for our boy who was here at USF for a long time and is now a Florida and won a national championship, so that means he knows how to play ball.
Shout out Gators.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.